This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. Thanks for staying with us. 9:20 in the morning. Let's have an update on the KLCI, Shaoning.
Index is down 1.6%. I repeat, 1.6%. Currently, 1,470 points. And just to highlight the reason why the index is down, names like Public Bank are down 2.65%. I haven't seen this kind of drop in quite a while. Genting Berhad down 1.85%. Top Glove down 5% to 1 ringgit 7 cents. And I have to make a quick correction. Thanks to a listener, the Australian market is closed today.
So it is, isn't it? Right. Well, as the tabling of Budget 2023 draws closer, there will be more speculation as to what infrastructure projects the government will roll out, like it has in the many budgets before. But it's got limited fiscal headroom, as we know, because GDP to government debt stands at 62%, officially higher, unofficially, and contingent liabilities included. The question is, will there be a curtailment of projects, or will there be a significant change to how these projects would be rolled out?
Now, another headwind, of course, has been construction costs, which has risen significantly on an aggregated basis. Steel buyer prices increased 16% year-on-year, while bulk cement prices were 40% higher year-on-year just in the first quarter of this year. So how has this impacted the listed construction companies? And who will be this winner as the sector actually undergoes a significant structural change?
Well, to answer that question, we now turn to Loong Chee Wei, the Senior Associate Director at Affin Hwang Investment Bank. Chee Wei, good morning. Can you help us recap the recent results season for construction? How did the companies under your coverage universe perform?
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show. Basically, the construction companies under my coverage sort of sustained quarter-on-quarter earnings growth momentum in first quarter. The results show that there was a 14% up quarter-on-quarter and 11% up year-on-year. That is from the low that we saw in second quarter of 2021, which was impacted by the periodic pandemic lockdowns. So the lifting of the lockdowns as well as the easing of some building material supply disruptions led to the acceleration in the progress billings on the ongoing projects. So efficient contractors like Gamuda, Sunway Construction actually realized better profit margins for some projects that are at the tail end, in particular the Klang Valley MRT Line 2.
Okay, so Chee Wei, help us remind us of the infrastructure projects that have been revived by the government. What are the ones in the pipeline and who stands to benefit actually?
The key one that was revised was mainly the MRT Line 3. Was launched early this month in terms of the tenders. The others were like the Pan Borneo Highway, where the Sabah stretch is still under construction, and also the Rasau Water Supply Scheme, where we've already seen two packages being awarded and the water treatment plant to be awarded soon. And of course, the rapid transit system link that would join Johor Bahru to Singapore, that was also revived. And in terms of the MRT3, that would be among the largest infrastructure project to be implemented. Details were released early this year with estimated construction cost of 31 billion ringgit. So there will be five packages, three civil works, one project management consultant package, and one systems package. So the civil works, as I said, was launched, and the bidders need a track record as well as a strong balance sheet to provide the two-year contractor financing. Basically, that's how the government is trying to implement it with some help from the private sector. So the likes of Gamuda, IJM Corporation, Sunway Construction, MMC, MRCB could actually benefit from the civil works. HSS could benefit from the PMC contract. The likes of your George Ken could benefit from the system works, but generally there will be a requirement for a foreigner since the expertise are needed.
Well, Chee Wei, we know that construction is a very high multiplier effect on the economy, and Budget 2023 is coming up. What do you expect to see in terms of announcements that will be related to construction?
Well, in terms of the budget for 2023, there is a risk that the budget could be cut for development expenditure, given the fiscal constraint that the government is facing. Because this year alone, we have seen the government having to spend more on subsidies could reach even 71 billion ringgit in 2022. So although the 75.6 billion ringgit was allocated for development expenditure in budget 2022, actual spending could actually be lower due to the high operating expenditure given the budget constraint. So the cautious spending. I think I will see the government prioritizing critical projects and also encouraging more public-private partnership projects. And this would involve maybe like a hybrid financing for the MRT 3 project, just to kick off the project with some contractor financing in the initial years.
Now, Chiwei, we have been seeing margin compression not only across the board for many sectors, but do you think it's particularly felt by the construction sector? After all, we have seen building material and manpower costs rise significantly. So what are the companies under your coverage telling you in terms of costs, and can it be passed on actually?
Yes, there's substantial challenges being faced by the contractors, but it's manageable in the short term as the ongoing major projects like the MRT Line 2 are at the tail end. But margin pressure would be felt if building material prices stay high, wage cost is rising due to the labor shortage, and this could lead to delay in completion if it persists. So it really depends on how fast the government will open up to allow foreign labor to come in. Then in terms of like whether the contractors can pass on the costs, will depend on whether they are taking on government or private sector projects. In some government projects, they do allow the higher costs to be passed through. But in terms of private sector projects, generally, those are based on fixed price, and the contractors will have to absorb the higher cost of materials and labor.
Okay, so with that, what's your call on the sector and your top picks?
So for the sector, I still maintain my overweight stance. Basically, I still think the sector will outperform, mainly be driven by the positive re-rating with the news flow on the revival of mega infrastructure projects such as the MRT 3. There will be speculation on the potential winners for the packages, and because these would likely be awarded in the third and fourth quarter of this year in terms of the major packages. And also, there will be some rebound in earnings with the acceleration in works, where I do expect 20% growth this year, accelerating from a 3% growth from last year. So my top buys are Gamuda, Sunway Construction, as well as HSS Engineers. They will likely benefit from the MRT 3 project.
Okay, thanks so much for your time. That was Loong Chee Wei, Senior Associate Director at Affin Hwang Investment Bank. I guess you can be sure that the government will announce definitely some related construction announcements in Budget 2023, given the high multiplier effect on the economy, as it always is.
Yeah, but it's just a question of the total sum, right? Because the GDP to debt to GDP, excuse me, is officially 62%. So there's limited fiscal headroom. So many of the big projects were already announced earlier in the year, for example, MRT 3. But I think in terms of the construction names that stand to benefit, I think there is a structural change. You need to have a big balance sheet from now onwards, because the government is no longer going to use the old model whereby they fund you 100%. You're going to have to do your own funding yourself, and that requires cash up front as a construction company. So definitely benefiting the bigger boys in the game.
Yeah, the Gamudas, the Sunway Cons, the IGM
Gems
Corps,
of the world.
These guys. I noticed there was no mention of the Penang Transport Master Plan. I mean, I think that project is going ahead, the reclamation of the islands. There could be another, I guess, fillip for Gamuda as well in terms of its earnings going forward. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.